from KQED.
What if using the cloud to store huge amounts of genetic information led to new ways to diagnose and even treat autism? Google is offering just that kind of computing muscle, teaming up with an advocacy group called Autism Speaks, as KQED science reporter Molly Samuel explains.
Their group has collected genetic information from people with autism and their families, 10,000 total.
We were sitting on basically this font of riches.
Liz Feld is the president of Autism Speaks. She says it was actually too much information. Downloading it all would be like downloading about a million movies.
In order for us to really get the value out of it, we needed to have it placed somewhere and have it made available to as many researchers as possible.
That's where Google comes in. The plan is to upload it all to the cloud. David Glazer is an engineering director at Google.
We have the capabilities and the tools and the infrastructure and the experience to help with processing that kind of data.
It will be shared with autism researchers who can then study genetic markers to help in diagnosis, look for clues about different types of autism, and search for possible treatments. Dennis Wall is a professor at Stanford and a consultant on the project. He says it's a great resource, but practical treatments are still a long way off.
Projects like this one can get us a little further down that road, but it's still a very challenging road to walk.
According to Autism Speaks, research from the project should emerge in the next couple years. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.